Happy New Week. Hope you're doing absolutely amazing. And whoever was celebrating yesterday had an amazing Mother's Day. Did you have a great Mother's Day, Jo?
I did. Thank you very much so.
Amazing. So Jo and I, guys, are reconnecting after, well, we've been always connected. However, she is an author of ours from 4 years ago. Did we work out?
2019.
So 4 years ago, Dr. Jo wrote her book, The Elite. You can see it there in the background, but we were having a bit of fun with taking a photo before this by her lifting up the number of products and books that she has gotten. Show us, Jo. Show us all the...
See if I can do it again.
Look at this. She's got her own bookshelf of products.
I do. All the different versions of the same and similar products.
Yeah, so guys, actually on my end, I also have her website, so you can like, we're going to share this a little bit later, but you can see like a little bit close up the books. We did The Elite first, and then we worked in the grandstands, and we've talked about, you know, she talked about creating a journal and all this sort of stuff. But before we get into all the nitty gritty of how she's gone about this, why it's so valuable to keep expanding your intellectual property to add more value to people, let me give you the official introduction of her so that you know that she truly is an expert at what she talks about and how amazing and valuable the content is that she shares. All right, so you guys, Dr. Jo Lukens spends her day inside the heads of individuals, teams, and organizations, seeking to understand what makes them tick and assisting them to reach their potential. A psychological Indiana Jones, she describes it as a fully fascinating career that she's grateful for every single day. She holds a PhD in psychology, has over 30 years experience and a breadth of knowledge in the sport, organizational, defense, and educational domain. Dr. Jo has worked with elite athletes and outstanding professionals throughout her career, giving her a unique insight into the world of success. She is the current mental skills coach to North Queensland Cowboys, so Rugby League, Melbourne Boomers, Women's National Basketball League, and PNG Women's Rugby League team. She has been acknowledged as an expert in her field, being awarded an outstanding alumni by James Cook University for her achievements. Knowing that success leaves clues, her book, The Elite, Think Like an Athlete, Succeed Like a Champion, this book translates the lessons of elite performance. Her second book is In the Grandstands, is a wise companion for parents who are traversing the cheers and tears of teenage sport. Her journal, The Game Plan, was released in June 2022, which complements the book, The Elite. So today, Jo, welcome back.
Thanks.
And you're always so generous with how much you share within our community as well as, you know, people far and wide. I often talk about you at my 3-hour seminar, the media that you have had and how much you just continue adding value. So give me a little update of the 4 years since we originally met and how all of this has kind of unfolded.
Yeah, thanks, Nat, and thanks for having me on. So I guess we met, you, Stuart, and I met back in a previous format that you used to run with your workshops before everything went online. We met here where I reside in North Queensland, so live in Townsville, and we came together. And I guess I was probably at a point in my career where I was ready to do things a little bit differently. So as you said in the introduction, I'd worked as a registered psychologist for many years, worked with lots of individuals, work with lots of teams, and I guess my niche area is particularly in that elite sport setting. So essentially what I do is I help motivated professionals develop high performance thinking without all the jargon. So what I aim to do is to take the research and then distill it down to something manageable that people can think about and learn about and then apply it in their own life. So that's the essence of what I've always done through my career. And I think I was probably at a point where I found myself repeating similar messages over and over again. And I remember that from one of those very first workshop I came to with you. You said, if you are repeating yourself, then it probably warrants writing it down and sharing it at that level. So so that's when I decided to write The Elite, which we did in 2019. So we must have met in 2018. I think it was about the October we met, and I came to retreat in February 2019.
That's right.
When it was a physical retreat. And so then The Elite came out and I was really thrilled with how that went. I guess I worked pretty hard to get it there, but What I found was it had good support within my warm community, within people that I knew, but then it started to get picked up by people further afield. And what I found for me is it's been two things for me: the elite, it's been an opportunity to share my message. It's a good way for me to present myself to prospective work. So when I'm running workshops or connecting with teams, that's been really helpful. So it's been beneficial for me in a whole range of different ways. So wrote the elite, and then 2020, and we all know what happened in 2020, the world shut down. And so I used some of that time, because all of my workshop for a while there, while we were all catching our breath, working out what was going on, they all ceased before we all moved online. And so that's when I wrote In the Grandstand. So pretty much, and that was, I used your other method there of being an online participant to do that. So I didn't need the workshop, because you'd taught me all the skills and I respond pretty well to structure. So I'd done it in the face-to-face format first of all. Then I came online so I did it through that particular package, and so that worked really well for me as well. So that was In the Grandstands. And then probably it was only about 3 or 4 months after the elite was written that you said to me, I remember you saying, Joe, what about a journal? You know, why don't you provide another resource for people to help them? Because that's what happens, is I think people read your book and they get some good strategies within there, but then some people want that extra bit of support and help. And particularly in that space of high performance that I work in, people like to work that through. That reading it is great, being able to work it through is better. So you have been strongly encouraging me for many years to get that book done. And for various reasons, I kind of pushed back on that. I looked at, you know, some of the journals that you'd done, which was really helpful, looked at other journals in my field. And then last year I actually got a government grant, which helped me from some of the layout perspective and those sorts of things. And then I decided to write the game plan. And I think probably it worked really well for me that I'd waited so long to do it. Because then I was able to do it in a very different format to what I would have done if I'd done it in 2019. So the timing was perfect. So that was quite a long description there from a writing perspective, Nat, for some of the stuff that I've been doing.
Amazing. And I've got that. You posted to me the way you've redone the book. Obviously, the front is the book and then the back is the journal. And that's one of the versions. I mean, people can obviously buy the book separately just as the book.
Yes.
Journal can also, I think you have a hard copy of that as well.
Yeah, I have both. So that's it as, yeah. So, and interestingly, so I work a lot in the elite sports space, mm-hmm. and elite athletes like hardcover journals. That's been my experience. They like the hardcover.
Yeah.
But interestingly, when I sell it through the independent bookstores, the paperback tends to do better than the hardcover. Now, obviously, the hardcover costs a little bit more as a product, but so I've got them both as standalone journals. And then the reason that I went to the two-in-one bundle was because I was running workshops, and often when I run a workshop, that, you know, it might be a car dealership and they might say, look, can we get some of your books to give to our staff? And then I'd say, sure, which one would you like? And then they go, oh. And I had three in a row last year where all three companies went, well, we'd actually like to get both. And then I thought it made sense to me then to have, like you said, that they could get the elite, and then what I thought was a little bit unique about it was then you flip it and then you get the game plan. So and what I guess the main feature of the game plan that I would point out that's really helpful, particularly for any of your authors who are watching, is it's a fairly structured journal. So there's times in there where there's quite specific questions, and then there's reflection sheets to work through as well. But the thing that I've done that's a little bit different that might be good for your other authors to think about is through the book, there's about 16 different, there are 16 QR codes featured throughout the journal, and they link to videos of me explaining the concepts further. So you actually get some of that interactive coaching style, which suits some people's learning preferences who find that, you know, reading it might be good, but a video or an explanation, and there's worksheets and things that you get when you go to the QR code as well. So it's an extra little bit of coaching, I think, which is
amazing.
What I hadn't seen in other journals.
Yeah, I love that. I know you're going to talk to us about some creative strategies to produce a journal with a difference, and the QR code is exactly that. And everyone knows how to use a QR code because of what the world went through the last few years, and they're so popular to just get something to access very quickly. And so that's very clever. Is there any other little tips you have around people thinking about creating a journal?
Look, I think they add a lot of value. I guess the way I did mine is I wanted mine to be self-paced for the person using it. So my recommendation through the journal is, so what the game plan essentially brings together is five key foundations for success. So what I found from working with athletes, as you mentioned, I do work in other domains as well. I deliver training in defence and quite a few other areas. But the five key foundations that I work on with people, it's irrespective of which domain you're in. So the way I've set it up is when I have done the journal, when I do the journal, I do it as a five-month journal. So there's five concepts. And the idea is you work on the first one, then the next month it's built in so that you're working on the first one that you started with, but then it introduces the new concept, then it goes to the third, then so that by the end of the 5 months, some of the stuff you've been working on for 5 months, some for four, some for three, and so forth. So it builds capacity for people. But by the same token, you go at your own pace. So, you know, there might be some people who are really comfortable with the first area and so they spend a week on it, or people might spend 2 months on it. So I think giving people flexibility but a little bit of structure and framework, and that's what I've found works well. And particularly for the athletes that I work with, you know, that might be working through a pre-season or something like that, they might even go, well, look, Joe, appreciate your ordering of it, but I'm going to do topic four first, you know, so it's your journal, you can do whatever you like. So just having some flexibility within there, but also some structure.
I love it. Awesome. So talk to me a little bit about the marketing of it. So how did you, you know, how have you got it out there and, you know, let people know about it? Or does it kind of go hand in hand when you talk about the book, you know, how do you promote it?
Yeah, so in various ways. So so it does stand alone from the Elite. So you could read the Elite and not move to the game plan. You could read the game plan and don't need to have read the Elite. Although I think I've got I've got the first chapter of the Elite as an audiobook as one of the downloadables in the game plan. So it gives people an opportunity to sort of test both of those. I'm probably due, I think it'll probably be another 12 to 18 months, but I'll probably do a second edition of the Elite, and that will allow me to connect people with the game plan within it. And same thing as you said, you know, where I've come to, you know, in 4 years' time, you would hope we all develop and progress. Oh, yeah. So the Elite, you know, there'll be another chapter to go in there, I think, and probably a little bit of a rewrite. So there'll be a second edition of that coming through. You mentioned that I do quite a bit of media work, so I have a regular segment on ABC Radio that I do. And whilst I'm definitely not on there every week saying, hey, I wrote this book, why don't you go and read it? There's reference made to that, and you build up that expertise with the audience and they get to know you. Our local bookstore here in Townsville, you know, if we've gone on a topic that's close to some of my areas, they'll say, oh, you're obviously talking about topics related to the Elite, Joe, because they'll say we've just pushed through some more copies this week and so forth. So that's always nice to do that. And then I guess where I've gone to in my own work now is I have an online platform. We're about to roll out probably in the next couple of weeks some online courses. I've got a Facebook group that's starting up on the 29th of May for people that really want to kind of step into this space in a bit more detail. And then the other place, the other market where I've been able to share the resources has been on Amazon. So that's specifically into the US market, because it's such a big readership through there. So whilst I always say to people that I talk to, if you're going to buy a copy of the book, jump to my website, or please go to your local independent bookseller, because of course we want to support our independent booksellers. The reality is I can't do that in America. So and there is a much broader audience, so it's an opportunity to share your message broader. So it's been quite a bit of work and a lot of learning, and I'm starting to see the benefits of having done that now, for having put the time into that particular activity.
Yeah, I love that. I look forward to you sharing inside our private community a little bit more about the Amazon strategy and all that.
Yes.
You need to tap into, like, you know, what I've noticed about you over the 4 years is you've done one project, you've completed it, you know, to super high standards, and then gone, so what's my next step? I know you learned publicity very early on in the journey in the first 12 months. So you almost got one plate spinning and you got that happening, and then you got had another plate spinning, so you finished in the grandstands. Then I noticed, then you did the journal. Now you are talking about launching the online courses and the, so what I just kind of want to say, because I know a lot of our authors also watch these interviews and our budding authors who are observing from the sidelines, getting the courage to start. But what I've noticed is you don't do it. A lot of people, like when I share all the strategies of what's possible, the leverage looks like, I don't expect them to do everything at once, because it's not possible. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. And I love how you've just added and added and added. And here we were sitting showing the whole stack of bookshelf, half a bookshelf of products you've produced in just 4 years. I don't think that's a long period of time. And the things and the opportunities of passive income and those kind of stuff is only going to grow from here. And whether you choose to continue doing your face-to-face stuff, which I'm sure is super rewarding as well, you know, you get that kind of those two worlds. So have you seen, like, you know, kind of the product sales and all that sort of stuff, you know, provide great income stream for you?
Yes, it does. So, and I think in some ways it's not quite tangible to work out exactly how that moves forward. But there's no doubt that, you know, I had an instance the other day. So I was fortunate last year. I went to the Rugby League World Cup in England, and I went as the wellbeing manager and high performance mental skills coach for the PNG Orchids, which is the women's rugby league team. So along that journey, which was an incredible journey, and, you know, the whole, and that was such a great moment. And I haven't told you this, but the whole team received a copy of The Elite. But for some of the athletes in that team, it was the first book they'd ever owned. So I had never owned a book before. You know, like, I still get goosebumps when I think about that. So you get the privilege of doing things like that. But then there was also one of the medical professionals that helped us at one of the early camps before we went to the UK. And I had just given him a copy of the book, because what I find it does is it gives people a really good way to dive into how I think. Because everyone will say when they read the book, it sounds like they're talking to me, which there's no coincidence there with the methods that you use to get the book from us out of here and into the pages. So, you know, being able to do that. But what was interesting is that I then ran into that person just recently who's now gone on to work with another team. And he walked up, and the first thing that he said to me in front of others was, "Hey, Joe, really love The Elite, and just happened to have a couple of copies in the boot." So that then he was with a new sporting team. You hand those out and then you get the phone call. So it's just a way of accelerating your message when you can't necessarily, you know, the elevator pitches and so forth are important, but, you know, someone being able to download this as they're standing in a queue to get onto a plane and then read it and then them ring you straight back, you know. So there's lots of great benefits for that. And I couldn't have done so much of that without having written the books.
Yeah, I agree. I always share in my initial seminar, the intangible returns on investment and the tangible returns on investment. Like, the tangible ones was like, I sold this book, I made X amount, all that. But there's so much more intangible, I feel, that happens that gets your foot in the door, that builds that relationship, that gets you that media gig. And from all of that, the profile and the expertise builds. And it is really rewarding, you know, when you can.
Yeah, it is. And it's what it means in terms of what you can do with others, like you said, sharing the message. But then it's also, and I know you talk about this a lot in your seminars, it is actually professionally who you become once you've done it, because it does build your confidence and it does build your leverage. And I know I do a much better job now putting myself out there. So I've always run workshops. I've done that for 30 years, but now I can run a workshop and say, look, would you like a copy, you know, some copies of the books for you? And they will. And so not only are you helping share the message and give, you know, people love receiving, what did you used to call it? Lumpy post? But you know, you go to a workshop and you get the book and people ask you to sign it, and then they might go home and share it with somebody else and so forth. So it's just a really nice way of sharing messages with people. And I've just been really grateful that I've been able to do that. So, you know, I've worked hard to get there, but it's for anyone who's thinking about it, I think it's something, it's well worth the consideration. Because for me, even though you made the reference to the plate spinning, and there's no doubt there's a list sitting down here that you can't see of all my spinning plates of things that I'm going to deal with this week. But, you know, we, what's worked well for me is structure, being organized, planning it, and then, you know, knowing what happens next. So the other thing, and you and I haven't had a chance to chat it through yet, but I'm going to do two more books this year. So I know what they are. I've been talking to my...
To ask you that question. So what's next now?
Yeah, so from the book perspective, I've been writing... So the next book is actually going to be a straight-up sports psychology book, because The Elite was intended to translate the lessons from elite sport for other people. Now, I didn't expect elite athletes to read The Elite. I don't know why that's... It seems so silly now that I say that out loud. But anyway, they've all read it and they all enjoy it too. But there's a whole range of specific sports psychology techniques that are not in The Elite. Anyway, I won't say what they are yet because I'm still unpacking what that looks like. But I started writing it. And then what I was doing is each time I would work with one of the athletes, with one of the teams that I work with, I was agonizing over the title of the book. And so I kept this poll in the back of my book and I said to them, right, you've got a sports psychology book. You've got two sports psychology books in front of you. You can only pick one of them up. Do you pick up this one or this one? And so I kept a poll of which title that kept leaning towards. And it actually made me realize when it went 50-50 after I'd asked about 50 athletes, that I need to write both. So now I'm writing a little bit longer trying to do things a little bit more creatively with my cover and things for the next one. But so the plan is that by the end of the year there'll be two more books that come out, and then it makes sense that you would also put those together as a compendium. Maybe you also then bundle it. So what happens then from an Amazon perspective is, as soon as you're getting multiple products and you're advertising them, say through somewhere like Amazon, it hits the algorithm. It increases your reach, it increases your sales. So it's it makes sense to have those. And my writing, everything complements each other, so it makes sense to put them together.
Yeah, amazing. You should do what Dr. Beck did, actually do the 3-day online, because your second book we did kind of online but publishing only. But the 3-day online, we've now opened full access to anyone who's ever done a real life retreat to be able to come back into it and at no
point. Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Okay, all right.
Yeah, for the there's August and November, and Dr. Beck just got her publishing package and then she was there for the whole experience. So what we did we realized about 18 months ago that unlike yourself, who's very disciplined and organized, a lot of people who would buy this just the publishing package for their second or third books, they would go so much slower. Because they wouldn't have the community, they wouldn't have the timelining, they wouldn't have all those bits and pieces. And then about 18 months ago, I go, why don't I invite them? Because what happens when you guys are second, third time authors at the retreats, you bring a calming presence to the first time authors. They know it's possible, or they look up to you and see what can happen in the next 2 or 3 years for me when I write this book. And so we started. So this last retreat, we had Dr. Beck, three people doing book threes. We had about three people doing book twos and everyone else was a first time author.
Nice.
So this was a great chance for us to catch up. So you know that access is open to you if you want to kind of just have that timelining and also to revisit the content, because what we found, Dr. Beck, she hasn't been for 4 years as well. And like all of a sudden she's hearing new things, or obviously our systems have improved. We're teaching at another level and all that. So you're welcome to join us, you know, at an upcoming retreat. I'm sure you're going to add value that I'd love to have you there anyway. That's amazing, Joe. Like I really love this, and actually I'll have a play with it myself now that you've told me how, because I have read the book a few years ago.
I remember you reading the book.
On a flight over to Perth.
And yes, I remember that.
And then obviously now I can go back through the journal, and I'm actually going to Europe in about 3 weeks' time, so maybe that can be my little fun thing that I can do in between trips and all that. But I love that, the fact that you've got it separate as well as an option where, you know, because I'm sure when you do like workshops, for organizations, giving them the bundled one is great, because you might be talking through content and then you're sort of,
you can flick through either. That's right. And like you said, the version that you've got in front of you is the one that I did with Ingram Spark, which was really good, because it does allow you to. And the reason I did it like that was I thought, well, flipping it makes sense. And also, if you're writing in the journal, I was thinking my preference would be to write from the front. The only challenge with it, if you look really, really closely at it, is you'll see my ISBN number is upside down because I can't print it the right way around. So that's the only part of it. But I, you know, if I hadn't just mentioned that, no one would know. So you probably wouldn't have even noticed. So, but
it's about perfectionism. It's about progress, and people are not going to look at the barcode.
No. And I think people quite like it. A few people have noticed, and they thought that was kind of a quirky part of it.
They're asking you, did you do that on purpose?
Yeah. I should be quicker and say yes.
Yeah, I love that. So let's share where people can buy some of your books and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, they're available on all your good online resellers, you know, like Amazon and all that sort of stuff. But if you do want something more personalized that Dr. Jo can send out herself, this is her website, drjolukins.com. So Jo is spelled J-O and then Lukins, L-U-K-I-N-S, and just .com, you guys. I thought I'd spell it out in case someone's listening to this as a podcast. And there's various little bits and pieces I had a bit of a scroll through your website earlier, and she's got bundles and the online courses that are coming out and all that sort of stuff. So please go ahead and get a copy. I think it's really worthwhile. Even if you're not an elite athlete, it is really powerful to think about these strategies. If you want success in life, I think the principles are pretty much, if you follow them, you can really fast track getting to that point. So any final kind of words of wisdom from your end, for our listeners and please share final thoughts.
Yeah, well, I guess my final thoughts is probably where our starting thoughts were, is that, you know, making yourself a plan. For what's worked for me is having a plan, being structured, setting aside the time. I guess following some of my principles from The Elite has helped me to write The Elite. So that's been useful as well. And I think just very much listening to your target audience as well, who you're writing for, what their feedback is. You might remember back when I wrote The Elite, I had a specific person in mind. They were someone that I'd worked with. I went to their LinkedIn profile, I printed off their photo. So whenever I got stuck, I would write to that person and go, what's the answer to that? I did that within the grandstands. I thought of a parent who I knew would sometimes get stuck, and I think, what would I say to them? So I think having a community around you when you write is a really useful thing to do. And that's how I got In the Grandstands done. That I was with a writing community at the university, and it was a weekly writing group, and we'd come together and they were all writing their PhDs and masters, and I wrote In the Grandstands. So like, community helps, and that's one of the things that's obviously a big part of what you do, apart from the tin tacks of how to do it, is you create a community around it. And I think that for me really helped me get through it and believe that I could do it. Now that I know that I can do it, now I've just got to create what I want to write and what people want to read from me. Yeah,
I love that. And see, I hadn't known that you had to be the community, because you did get the publishing package, but then you had the university community. So this is why, the community is so important. And with us now, with all our updated last 3 years being fully online, we've introduced our calendar has something happening every week. Mm. You know, we have Vivi and Julie hosting their Publishing Accelerator course. Today we're doing Coaching Couch with Nat. We've got our masterclasses. We've got like so much that people just need to stay in the room and come at least once a week if they want to keep the momentum. And I always say that's really critical, especially, like I say, in the 30 days after your retreat, which is these guys that just finished last week. This is it. Like I said, just suck it up for the next 30 days. Like, for the next 30 days.
That's right.
You can.
Write a chapter called Embrace the Suck, but you have not got time to read it. Just keep writing.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Jo. I've loved catching up with where you're at, and I'm so proud of your success, and I can't wait to see the other books come out and all that sort of stuff, you know, and even the online courses that you are going to be releasing. So just keep following the website or, reach out to Jo and just connect in some way. She's full of wisdom. So thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed that interview. And go and smash it out. Bye.
Bye.